Embassy Row, also known as Massachusetts Avenue here in Washington, is decorated with flags of every nation flying in front of impressive embassy buildings, all very diplomatic, very official. But now there is a new arrival on Embassy Row, a gift from Indonesia, Saraswati, a Hindu goddess. She just arrived this summer. She stands in a garden in front of Indonesia's embassy, glowing white and gold, with her arms upraised. Indonesian Ambassador Dino Jalal introduced us.
She's the goddess of learning and wisdom. She has four arms, and in one arm she holds a musical instrument symbolizing art and culture, and the other hand holds aksamala, or prayer beads, and this symbolizes the never-ending process of learning. And the final hand, the fourth one, holds a lontar, or manuscript, and this symbolizes the source of knowledge. She's riding always on a swan, and swan is seen also as a method of transport that symbolizes wisdom and beauty to us. Yeah.
Now, Indonesia is home to the largest population of Muslims in the world. Why did you decide on a Hindu goddess?
That's the million-dollar question. one of the most famous, if not the most famous island in Indonesia is Bali. And Bali is a Hindu enclave in Muslim-majority Indonesia. And I think it says a lot about our respect for religious freedom that the statue in front of the country with the largest Muslim population is a Hindu statue. Yeah. And, we feel good about it. Yeah.
Of all of the statues on Massachusetts Avenue that all of the embassies have put in the front of their embassy, most of them are elderly gentlemen with beards. There is nothing even remotely resembling the goddess on the avenue.
Yeah, thank you for that question. I think this is exactly what we wanted to do with Massachusetts Avenue, that is add a unique touch to it, add something that would jazz it up. Maybe that's the right word.
Ambassador Dino Jalal of Indonesia. Our snapshot of Saraswati is at npr.org.